Connor.
Connor, what's it feel like to have scored a goal in the Ulster Championship?
Yeah, it's a class feeling now. Suppose didn't think I'd find myself in that position at the start of the game, but you just have to take the game to Monaghan, and they left me with a bit of space, and thankfully I got in and was able to take my chance.
The way you have been playing, you have been getting into that zone, assists, winning frees. Is it something you've probably tried to work on, trying to get that score at some point?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to add to my attacking output. That was one of my personal improvement goals at the start of the year, and especially when you see the work that our forwards are doing, it's really important that the defender's helping at the other end of the fit with regards to scoring. So we're trying to do that more, encourage our backs to get up and help them when they're helping us.
10 different scorers on the day you've played against a Division 1 side. That's some achievement from any team, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a great sign, and people used to say we were too over-reliant on Shane, and we've sort of addressed that by getting a greater spread, and it makes you slightly more unpredictable, and people aren't sure who they can leave free now against us, which is a really good sign for us.
Going into the game, was it something you focused more on after Fermanagh? Was a real focus on the Monaghan game more than anything else?
I suppose seeing how they managed to stay up in Division 1 and their performance against Tyrone, you can never take a Monaghan side lightly. They're just so dogged and determined, and you're going to have to be at your best to meet them. So there was we knew we needed to be at our best today, and thankfully we were able to deliver a good performance and get over the line.
Massive crowd here, huge Derry following. What's it like to play in front of crowds and colour and, I suppose, excitement like that?
Yeah, I suppose it's reminiscent of last year, the buzz that built within the country, and it's great to see that gallery momentum again, and hopefully it continues and builds throughout the summer.
Back-to-back Ulster finals is a great mark of consistency. Is it something you've talked about last year when he's got knocked out by Galway, that we need to go back and defend this thing really well?
Yeah, after getting promotion to Division 1, our next thing was we want to retain Ulster, and winning Ulster will give you massive momentum going into the All-Ireland series, so that's what we set out to do, and we have one more big game in the next few weeks, so we'll prepare for that and hopefully get over the line.
Finally, and more generally, how important is consistency to this group? Because that seems to be what you have at the moment. I suppose the Dublin second half was maybe something that didn't fit too well, but in general, it's been consistent from you.
Yeah, I suppose when we have a real tight-knit small squad, relatively speaking, in the county, so we're playing with the same boys week in, week out, and that builds a great understanding and bond, and I think that helps contribute massively to the consistency that we're seeing in our performances now, and it's up to us to keep challenging ourselves and improving as the summer progresses.